Thank you for calling Archdal Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
Sure. My name is Hayden Blackmon,
H-A-Y-D-E-N-B-L-A-C-K-M-O-N.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going?
Doing great. How can I help you today?
I am so excited that Fiverr has come to my neighborhood, and I would like to sign up.
Okay, no problem. I'll be more than happy to help you sign up for service. Could you go ahead and provide your address, please?
Sure. It's 13 Brown Avenue.
Okay, and what's your city?
Kingston, New York.
Okay, you said Brown Avenue?
Yeah, brown, like the color, yep.
There we go. I'm just checking on the in-service date on the location. Oh, so yeah. So we're definitely servicing your location, and I can definitely sign you up for service. Are you interested in a specific service? We do have the 1 gig fiber internet and the 2 gig fiber internet that is available.
Sure. I think I would start with the 1, and then if I need to upgrade later, I'll do that.
Okay, no problem. Are you interested in getting any Wi-Fi extenders?
No, I don't think so to start.
And are you interested in getting any landline service?
No, thank you.
Okay. Give me one moment, please. All right, and just to confirm the address, 13 Brown Avenue, Kingston, New York, 12401. Do you rent or own the property?
I'm about to buy it tomorrow.
So you own it?
Yep.
Technically. All right. Do you know if the utility wires, is it through the air or is it under the ground?
Good question. I believe it's through the air. Let me check. Yeah, it's through the air.
Okay. Is your billing address different than your service address?
It won't be, but currently it's might be 12 Brown Ave currently, but it will be 13.
Okay, so it's better just to keep it at the 13 then, the same?
Yeah. Sorry, yeah. Let's do that.
All right. And you said your first name is Hayden. That's H-A-Y-D-E-N?
Yes, that's correct.
Could you spell the last name for me, please?
Sure. Blackmon, B-L-A-C-K-M-O-N.
Email address that you'd like to add on file?
Sure. It's my name, HaydenBlackmon@gmail.com. And no punctuation in the name.
You said the last name is B-L-A-C-K-M-O-N as in Nancy, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Primary phone number?
Sure, 484-942. 8278.
And how may we contact you? Phone, email, or text?
Phone or text is great.
All right, I'm just going to read you a few disclosures for phone and text. So for the text, at Archdal Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you'll be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We'll not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that. You can just opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communications via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Yes, thank you.
And the phone, do you agree to receive phone calls, which may be automated and or pre-recorded from Archdal and its agents or vendors at the numbers provided? You may revoke this consent at any time. Consent is not a condition of purchase.
Sure.
Okay, thank you. All right, and just to go over the order, you have a home location interested in getting the 1 gig fiber internet, no extenders or the phone service at this time. Your service address is 13 Brown Avenue, Kingston, New York, 12401. You own the property. The utility wire is there through the air, and your billing address is not different than your service address.
Yep.
All right, so as part of our order process, we need to run a soft credit check just to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you're required to pay a minimal deposit before installation.
Okay. Understood.
You can choose to bypass it, but it would automatically require a $50 deposit. So do you want to go ahead?
Geez, how much is the deposit?
$50.
Oh, okay. That's not bad. Also, when maybe I'm getting ahead of myself, but when would be the earliest appointment that someone could come to install the service?
Well, once I'm on the installation, I think it's usually 5 days out.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But once I'm on that on the calendar, then I would be able to tell you the earliest that would be able to set up an appointment for you.
Okay. Yeah, if I didn't do the credit check, would that make everything faster?
Doing the credit check would be faster.
Oh, okay. Then let's do the credit check.
Go ahead with your social.
Sure. 202, 72, 8694.
One moment. Okay, so no deposit is required. It's a lot faster.
Oh, good. Great.
And do you want to do the discount for enrolling in autopay and paperless billing to get the $10 off?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so checking our savings account with paperless is $10, and then credit or debit card just takes $5 off.
Gotcha. Yeah, we can do a checking.
Okay, you can go ahead with the routing number.
Oh, sure. One moment. Sorry, let me just get that info up here. Here we go. Okay, routing number is 314-074-269.
That's USAA Federal Savings Bank
That's correct.
account number.
02-869-21979.
Let me repeat, 0 2 8 6 9 2 1 9 7 9.
Correct.
Name on the account.
Hayden L. Blackmon. And my fiance is on there as well. Do you need that?
No, that's okay. And you said it's a checking account?
Yes, that's correct.
Do you authorize ACH direct debit payments?
I would think so.
Autopay.
Yeah, I'm sure it
And
would.
how did you hear about Archdog?
Oh man, from seeing the trucks around the neighborhood. And then honestly though, I kept getting Instagram ads, and I was like,
Okay.
wait, are these the same guys that are in the neighborhood? And then they were, and I was like, oh my God.
Finally.
Yeah, it's happening.
And is there anything that the technician should be aware of on your property, like a septic tank, buried wires?
No, I don't believe so. There's some trees nearby, but I don't foresee that as being a huge issue.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
So all I need to do now is I'm going to read you a few disclosures, and then I'll just set up a date and time for you, okay?
Sure.
So for the disclosures, at the time of your initial connection, the technicians will determine the best way to connect your service. So they may install the drop cable. That is the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street prior to the day of your installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We'll then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. Do you have a current provider?
What provider?
Do you have a current provider?
Oh, yeah, Spectrum, yeah.
Okay, so just to maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers wait until the fiber services are installed to cancel the current provider. And the ONT gateway and any equipment that is provided by ArchShop is the property of ArchShop Fiber, and it must be returned within 30 days upon termination of the service. At that time, you'll receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to ArchShop. ArchShop do reserve the right to charge for on-return equipment, and it can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. And for any questions that you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You are automatically enrolled in your ArchShop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration?
Yes.
Sorry if it was too fast.
Do I agree to the terms of service? Is that all? Is that what you asked?
Yeah, that was it. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's okay. I heard something different for a moment, and I was like, was that a joke that they included? I was confused, but that was fine.
All right, so let's set up a date and time. The earliest date we have available is on next week, Tuesday, the 17th.
Okay, that is next Tuesday, the 17th. I think that'd be great.
Do you want a morning time or an evening time?
Morning time would be great.
So between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m., is that okay?
Yes. Well, that's early, but I'll wait. I'll be there.
We do have a 10 to 12.
Oh, a 10 to 12 would be better, I think.
Okay. All right, so please confirm the appointment September 17, 2024 at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Yes, that is confirmed.
Your name is Hayden Blackmon. Your email is haydenblackmon@gmail.com. Your phone number is 484-942-8278.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. All right.
And when will the first charge come out for this?
On the day that your services are fully installed. And that would be your billing date going forward.
Okay, copy that.
So, being that I scheduled your installation, you'd be getting two emails from ArchShop. So, one would be the confirmation of your order, and the other would be an invitation for you to sign into your ArchShop customer account. That's where you'd have the ability to manage the account, pay your bill, and review and accept your terms of service, okay?
Yeah, understood. Wonderful. Thank you very much.
No problem, Hayden. Is there anything else I can assist with before you go?
No, I'm all good. You really answered a lot of questions. I really appreciate your help.
No problem. Well, it was my pleasure assisting you today. Have a great one, and thank you for calling ArchShop Fiber.
Yep, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.